all of these fire things in life that you're not being exposed to. So you haven't been exposed to things that turn your stomach inside out sometimes. Did I make you feel bad?
I lead a sheltered life.
Did I make you feel bad? Did I make you feel guilty?
I never eat gophers, I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, I was trying to make you feel bad.
Well, out west, a gopher is like a little rodent.
Mm-hmm.
That crawls, you know, makes burrows and stuff.
No, but they get them and they eat them.
Wow.
They said that's some good eating. I said, well, honey, right on.
Okay, did have you ever seen that something that looks like a lobster, but it's in fresh water?
A lobster? A shrimp?
Well, it's in the same family. But like if you're wading through the stream, they get little pinchers on them. Look just like a lobster.
What?
Just crayfish or crawdad?
Oh, crawfish?
Yeah, crawfish. Okay.
Oh, it's just where I'm sitting.
Mm. Okay. Okay, how do you buy shrimp?
By the pound.
Okay, so if you had 2 pounds, you'd say I have 2 pounds of
shrimps.
Okay. What is the insect that kind of flies around lights? Eat your wool clothes?
Moth.
Okay. If you have two of them, you have two?
Moths.
Okay.
Baby, don't turn that water off for me when you go back outside, okay? Monkey, turn the water off for me. I swear these kids, some of them think I'm a ninja, you know, I'm supposed to read signs. Or maybe somebody snatched their tongue out, you know?
Okay, have you ever seen the insects that kind of fly around and tail goes on and on? Lights up at night?
Oh, I call them light butt. Lightning bug.
Okay. What might you call a kind of an insect that flies around swamps or usually around water?
Mosquitoes?
Well,
I call them horse flies.
Oh, they got 2 sets of wings and they can fly and hover?
Horse flies.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of stinging insects you got around here?
Oh, we have wasps, yellow jackets, and the regular bees.
Okay. If you have just one, you know, the first one that you said, if you have one of them, you have a...
yellow jacket?
Oh.
Wasps?
Yeah, okay. But have you ever come across those little insects that burrow in your skin and raise little red...
talking about lice?
No, these are usually get them in the woods around... you know, like the top of your boots and stuff.
Chickens, aren't you?
Yeah, chickens. You ever get anything loose?
No.
You hadn't missed anything, believe
me. I heard they know if you pull them off, you have to burn them off or something. They're hard to pull off because they have such a suction on your skin. Is that true?
Are you talking about ticks?
No, I'm not talking about ticks. I'm talking about, chickens, I said?
Chickens.
What do you call it, chickens?
Mm-hmm.
I call them chickens.
Okay. These
they're little, black, right?
No, these are red. These are little red ones.
Oh, no. You're talking about ticks then, right?
No, these are little tiny red bugs that, you know, they get underneath your skin. They burrow
underneath?
Right.
Underneath?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How do you pull them out?
You don't.
How do you get them out?
You don't. I think you put ammonia or alcohol and get them drunk and they kills them or something. Or if you, you know, like swim in salt water for a while, you get rid of them.